when I put this down, setting priorities for FY88, I'm not sure exactly what everybody's going to cover, whether education is part of that, social services to a degree. Capital improvement projects, those kinds of things. And but for this meeting, I think it might be good if we could have at least a statement, it doesn't have to be long, a statement maybe from the Elders Council saying that these are the things that we feel are most important and we shouldn't lose these, mm-hmm. these services.
How should we do this, and do you think we can talk about it last?
We might be able to talk about it last, I think.
Yeah.
Just right. This way it'll yeah. give you time to think about it between now and then, just put it out now and then.
Already we have priorities set in each village. How would it be if a letter be written by the elders here to support those priorities in our region? So there won't be any duplication.
But one of the other things too is that, you know, that regional strategy that they have every year, that kind of priority setting meeting that they have, and I don't know whether or not how they're going to work that.
Okay, good to see you, John.
How was that? How'd it go? I'm sorry I couldn't. I got on a telephone and couldn't get off.
Good.
Those people. Good. Pretty good.
I hope they don't do like Governor Cooper, though. Well, they didn't really promise us anything. I guess they're doing it all right.
you should at least get them to, if they're all here, you know.
Yeah.
Talk to lots of the elders too. That's a good idea. Even if they don't win, they'll get used to.
I'm pretty sure they'll be up there next week.
Okay.
See you. Okay. Don't forget us now. How soon do you think we should come up with our priorities?
Okay. Well, yeah, that's something you might want to talk about a little bit over lunch. I know this meeting is scheduled, I believe, for the evening of the 13th. I don't know who our senator is going to be for sure, but you know, these things will go to Al and whoever the senator's going to be that takes place. Mm-hmm. You know, even if they were just certain things that you wanted to bring out. You know, I realize that everybody realizes that education is real important for our kids, and that might be one. I know what's always been real important to the Elders Council here is to, you know, the concern about alcohol and drugs, other drugs. And you might want that to continue to be a high priority. Mm-hmm. and whatever else that, that might come to mind.
One other thing too is the rehab program. We need to address to the state that we want to run it ourselves, not the state taking over it. I heard rumors that the state might want to take it over as it gets a little bit bigger. I don't know, but that's just a rumor. But I think it's going good just the way it's going.
Yeah, that's another thing, you know, the rehab program. One of the things you'll be doing this afternoon is hiring a director.
Yeah, we can do that. We can talk more about this, maybe from the last thing.
Yeah, okay. I just wanted to throw out a few of those ideas so that might get you thinking about that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Elmer, because, you know, right now it's doing good because it's locally controlled,
yeah.
And that's what it makes it work. I'm pretty sure if the state takes over, then it'll be more hard for us to at least voice our opinions. Right now, when you have the local control, it really works easier, at least with the ones who are in charge of the program.
Robbie, you better think any tables up to how many of you could stay to take over and put
qualification, we didn't make some negas, but then they'll hire somebody else.
Yeah, taking over the jobs on all of our villages. They're the ones that are qualified.
How come it's cold in here? Is it?
I don't know. I turned the heat up all right earlier. I don't know how long it will take for that heat to get here.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm all about. And you go for an afternoon.
I know. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. I was out there on the computer, and then I left down the dirty house, and I leave on the train. I don't care what I go down and get there. She might come up. She told me that Jim wants to come up. And then
He resigned.
Yeah.
Retired. I mean, he's old.
He's got a team basketball.
It's when they lost two car and all that.
He's getting old all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
He was okay. Jeff?
Yeah.
Some of Miriam's got pictures she will send me, something like that.
I'm looking forward to them.
Your relative James Halbach?
Huh?
Your relative James Halbach?
I don't know, but you know Carrie Gellhorn?
Yeah.
My mother.
Oh.
Robert Gellhorn.
Your dad?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know them.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I work with the Cottage View Elders.
Yeah.
Thank you.
sitting is easier for me than standing.
Oh.
When Chuck talks about himself, if it's time to talk about any meeting awards and things, I think if they want us to report what we did in Kivalin, I think I'll say the same thing about Chuck. It's hard to bring up your own experience, try to sell yourself to people, it's hard. But I've had more people vote for me, and it's going to be hard that Chuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, we tried to.
First time I ever hear him speak.
Hi.
Chuck, I knew him only when he was a little kid, because he was seeing Miss Marianne Mauer's daughter. And first time I hear him speak since I've been dead.
No, he's helped a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. I know this man when he was in there.
He helped me out from my father's. I used to work, and then when I worked, I filed income tax every year. But when me and my husband reached over 65, I thought that was it, and my youngest child over 18. And I let go. And then later on I find out that we still have to buy. And then I had to do for back years. And finally I did the last one last fall. With Chuck all along the way. Chuck helped me. And after I finished that last one for back years, it's now 1985, 86 now. But that's the only one I had. No problem, just 1 year. When I go home, I slept, go right to sleep, just relax.
He told you he was nervous, but right as soon as he could get nervous, boy, he's going to be good.
And this guy who met you, like me, she knew a lot of things.
I know. She's smart.
First time I seen Steve.
Oh,
me. In person.
I wonder when I seen him before. I can't remember where it was.
His wife stays with us all the time. She got figured in.
He introduced himself, said he was Harold Lisa. And I said, gee, I know Harold Lisa. Or maybe in the AFN, I think. And well, me and my daughter, but he said, I started remembering, gee, I never seen him. I didn't know Harold Lisa. And I thought, I said, I didn't know he had older son. I thought, gee, I started thinking maybe nine son got real old quick, you know. Do you know, but that's his first son by some other.
He wrote me a nice letter last week, this is the people who clean up the airport last spring break our daughter's son. Remains covered in plexiglass and a really good looking marker. It was inside snow, and when they removed the airport, they break glass, flecks of glass of the marker breaking. Boy, just like going over it that day, I cried all day. Because in 75, that same girl was thrown in the air and landed on concrete, and she had to mend up in 2 years. In and out hospital, broken bones corrected, mm-hmm. surgery after surgery.
Mm.
And just like I lived those days all over again that day when they happened. But they let him know, and he was an emotional.
Wow.
And the people work it over, so it's covered with more expensive color, and the same kind of migraine I had before it's back.
Gotta go back to my house today.
Kalau lah,
when court me good nick actually it's sitting out of it to learn the kill a little bit no clue no I'll make it I got cup for sit now cup for sit to my boy at the bean too but I will not kayo play 2 days and I'll just sit car through to my kayo play now to make me come back cup for sit me in the pool too to be the last kid it
please
stop it oh I'll lock it up on the door me but I know I'll see you like to me Kuten ikka nga, jäsiä puhun, kanyang neljä päämän, jälpät puhun. Jälpät puhun kanssa niinku niissuu, jatkavuuna. Tuin tjäsiä, tuli sen jään ikka nga, puhun, mutta mun niissuu, se kamit. Kinnilin niissu, kanyang nimmat. Ajat. Kalau aku mula ulai, namun cakup nak sok temu itu baik pasak tu dikit kan. Tapi masih tadi selalu kita lagi nak buat tempe tu apa ni? Pergi gunung tak? Igil waktu macam ni. Kedua, cakup orang ulai igil tu ni, ala kata aman bawa titi lelanya awak nak sok. Kem pemain gua dikit kah ni cuma tiun allah kami. Kau tu sama cuma jangan kalau yang kau cok suri nasta. Cok suri kami ni demi one court kah lila aku tiga it kaning ping tiga it kalu. Lagi buat alat teknik alang ni rau dalam suatu di naya deh. Bisa punya si juga tak lihat tu mencari melok, bikin rukia es krim dalam lah.
Ya tak tahan ni kau benar benar kena nak tertolong lagi.
Kamu masih dah dikit lewat tu, kalau kita nak mual, dapat nak berunding, mending kalah. Tuh sudah mesti olah olah sahaja mil.
Chili,
you look
chili.
I learned of a lesson in the dog, you know, going on.
I was thinking your door wouldn't block. I closed it and it locked.
Oh, this one down here?
Yeah, your office door.
Oh, that's Bert's.
Oh.
Bert Grissom.
Oh.
Oh my.
Or not this can you get chipped over?
It's been running a long time. I got the shit about.
Oh, did you get chipped over?
Well, it's almost
good. Yeah. After what is the movie called Tangan?
You guys tell dirty jokes, I got it out of here.
We'll go on to the next one, Regis.
Okay.
Mental health grant.
I just wanted to, this is a point of information for everybody. about, oh geez, August maybe, September, October. I think in October. I had some people stop by that wanted to talk about putting in for a grant on mental health, and this person, one of the people, was from Juneau, and what they wanted to do was get some.
Hi.
No, no, it's not a cover local.
Did you? Alex, Alex.
I meet this afternoon, Pinyak Paluk and all of them.
Yeah.
What they wanted to do is get some information. But they wanted to... Well, they wanted to get some information. And so they held a meeting up in Kiana, or they tried to, with Narvik and Kiana people, and I think they tried to get some people from low attack involved. And they were still, people were still out hunting and stuff, and so it never really got off very good, but, and I didn't make it to that particular meeting. But they called me back and said, and wrote a letter and said, if nobody is interested in going after this money, it's just going to go back to the state. So I called up some people in Kayada, and I called up some people in Narvik to see if they were interested in doing a project like that, gathering information about feelings, about how people deal with emotions. And the people that I talked with, Christine, I talked with Charlie Curtis a little bit, Christine Westlake,